Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf Tzadik Hei. And we have our own Saba Josh on call tonight.
Ready?
Ready.
Sukta Heilige Mishnah.
Ma ben Pesach HaRishon LaSheni. What is the difference in dinim between the Korban Pesach Rishon and the Korban Pesach Sheni? HaRishon Asur Bebal Yira'eh Ubal Yimatzeh V'Yasheni Chametzu Matzayim O Babayit. So during the Shechita of Pesach Rishon, as we know, there's an Isser to be Shechet Alachom Etzdam Zivchi, and when you eat the Korban Pesach, it's by Yimotzeh. Hashem came by the Pesach Sheni, you have chometz and matzah together in the house, because as we'll see, you do have to eat it on matzah Yisamurui. HaRishon Ta'un Halil Bachilato. When you eat the Korban Pesach Rishon, as we do in the with the Seder of the night, we make a challah. V'Hashene Eino Ta'un Halil Bachilato. Because there's no halal in eating the Pesach Sheni. However, you have to say Hallel when you're shechting the Korban Pesach, which, by the way, is the Mekor and the Masechet Sofrim for the Minhag to say Hallel at night, which many people have. Here in Eretz Yisrael, almost everybody does. But certainly it's a relatively new Minhag because The Rambam doesn't pass in it, the Rif doesn't pass in it, the first one to pass in it is the Fed Yosef. The Rambam mentions specifically that Ashkenazim do not do it. There's good reason not to do it, because if you say Hallel in the Beit HaKnesset after night, which is really not a very good zecher for Asiyat HaPesach, because it's too late to do the Pesach, if you say it in the Beit HaKnesset, then Be'etzim, you Yotzi, the Kriyas Hallel, but Shalom Kedin, because you're not doing it Al-Achilah. Now, there was a reason to reject it. In fact, there was another minhag to say Hallel in the afternoon, which was Kenegel Asiyat HaPesach. But those who say Hallel, they justify it because the Hallel that we say in the Beit Knesset, we make a bracha on the entire Hallel. Mashiach came in the Seder, there's a hafsek. And the Hallel, so in order to be able to say it properly, so therefore that Zecher is a. There's some who say it, but they have in mind not to be Yetzir the Chiyav of Hallel, and therefore they don't make a bracha, and so they're saying it only as a Zecher B'Yom.
And
did
they partial this Hallel before the
Shkirtir, the Shmini? Well, we'll see. The Gemara is going to actually mention what the basis is. Then they're calling both of them require Hallel as we shech them. Both of them are they're calling Tzvi. They can only be broiled, barbecued. And both of them are all matzot umrorim, and both of them are dochim et ha-shabbat. Notice it doesn't say dochim et ha-tumah with the Pesach Sheni. Tanu Rabbanu kekol chukat ha-pesach yasu oto. When the Torah says kekol chukat ha-pesach, let's just consider for a moment. The Torah originally says b'chodesh ha-sheni, b'arba'as ha-yom, b'in arba'im yasu oto, al matzot umrorim yochlu. Which is a prat, right? How to do it? Matzot umrorim yochlu. Lo yashiru mimenu ad boker. It's another prat. It's the Yisrael Nata. Etzum lo yishburu. It's yet a third prat. And then it says, kekol chukat ha-pesach yasuot. Do everything. One has to ask themselves, they're supposed to do everything. So then why mention all the things you have to mention? Just say, do everything. It's a little bit strange. So the Gemara is going to deal with this issue. So first of all, we darshan like this. Kekol chukat ha-pesach yasu oto. What is the reference over here? How to do the korban itself. Okay. That's mitzvah shebegufo ha-katuv medaber. Those are the things that you do to the korban itself. In other words, what type of zrikat dam to do, and whether you should, how you cook it, you cook it tzli, and that's how I deal with the actual guf ha-pesach. But certainly not other things. And it's not things like not having Pesach in the house. That's not directly related to the Korban. How about mitzvah sh'al gufo? How mitzvot that are not in the Korban Pesach, but that have to do with how one actually consumes the Korban Pesach? Let's say, do I need to eat it matzot umrorim? It's not a din in the Pesach itself, but it's other things that are needed for the Pesach. Oh, that explains why it has to say separately, Al Matzot to Merurim Yochlu. Even though you would have thought that was included, but that's not a mitzvah bigufa. That's a mitzvah sh'al gufa. How about mitzvah shalo al gufo at all? Let's say, like, bedikas chametz, hashvatat sa'or. Talmud lomar, ve'etzem lo yishburu bo. Why does the Torah repeat here, ve'etzem lo yishburu bo? It already told me, kekohu kata pesach, must be, ma shvirata etzem, miyuchad, mitzvah shebegufo. Just like the etzem lo yishburu bo, it didn't in the etzem korban, afko mitzvah shebegufo. So too, everything is a mitzvah shebegufo. That's the only thing we're saying to kol chukat ha-pesach. This is an example. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, I don't need the posik of etzem lo yishburu bo. We'll see what I do need that for. You said before, didn't you? Kol chukat ha-pesach yasu oto. The word oto specifically is mashma, the actual thing itself. Okay, let's now review the way that this developed, because it developed very strangely, because the original Tanakh Kama said, the Pasuk that Isi Ben Yehuda says, Tanakh Kama said, opening words, Oto means mitzvah shebegufo. So what does he turn around and say? So you might think even mitzvah that are not agufo, how did that happen? So, Yochol af mitzvah shalo al gufo. Why would I think that? Amit be mitzvah shebegufo kekotuv medaber. You yourself just agreed, basically, with Isi ben Yehuda. So why all of a sudden are you asking that now, for some reason, maybe it includes, and I get in another pasuk, tell me, no, it doesn't include. Just like etzem lo yishburu, lo tishburu bo, is it then in the carbon itself? So what are you there for? Okay. Saying like this, note, there's a development here. We said first mitzvah shebegufo. That's mitzvah shebegufo mamish. But then we added mitzvah sha'al gufo. Sha'al gufo includes even eating it with matzah and mor. That's not a din in the carbon per se, is it? Matzah and mor. Nonetheless, we include it because the Torah says a matzah zumur. So ashtar the amit. So now that you said that, a matzot umrorim yochluhu. Alma, so obviously the words Yasu Oto are not to be taken as absolutely mitzvah shebegufo. V'horaya, even matzot umrori, is important for Pesach Sheni. So Yasu Oto is lav davka. Oh, once it's lav davka, so now the way to look at the limud is you got a lot of prats, right? So you've got the Etzem Lo Yishburu Bo, and you've got the Matzot Merurim Yochlu, and you have the Lo Yashiru Mimenu Ad Boker. Okay? Then it ends with Kekol Chukat HaPesach. You know what that's called? Prado Klal. What's the din of a Prado Klal? Mar B'Kol Milah. So now we should say Keprado Klal. Na'atza Klal Mosif Ala Prat Afilu Kol Milah Nami. Let it now include everything. Well, therefore, the Torah repeats in the Prat the din of Etzem Lo Yishburu Bo, not to darshan it as a general klal that's mostly of everything, which would include even getting rid of your chametz from the house, because then you have to ask yourself, so what was the point of saying the Pratim? Why do I need 3-4 Pratim here? Just say a Prat, then a klal, and it's mostly of everything. So if it repeats now, these Pratim, it must be the klal indeed is Mosif, but it's not Mosif everything, it's Mosif specific things. So what was it Mosif? Things that are Al Gufo and things that are Big Gufo. But things that are Shalom, Big Gufo and Shalom Al Gufo are not included. Therefore, Hashpatat Se'or
like this?
Is not included. Chometz, indeed. Well, what are we celebrating?
Leftovers
in the Kiddush.
Okay. But can we wait till after the Daf?
It's a question of Nisayon.
While we're learning Pesachim, it's a good Nisayon to be having.
Yeah, you're right.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. So now it turns out Basically, what we're going to have to do, obviously, to find consistency in the Tanakhama, what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to look at each one of the pratim, and we're going to have to figure out what the klal is being mosif that is similar to that prat, right? Because we have a list of pratim, it's definitely prat or klal. The only thing is, it's prat or klal. So the klal, therefore, is not a general hosafa, but each prat is mamayat something, each klal is marbasa. Okay? Okay. So we're going to look at that in a moment, but meanwhile we've discovered that that's not the way Yisi Ben Yehuda learns it. Yisi Ben Yehuda understands the oto as meaning absolutely oto. So according to Yisi Ben Yehuda, what's the point of saying etzim lo yishbarovo? Bishleim, according to the way we were learning that we tined it would be a klal, that's meisif ala prat, we need etzim lo yishbarovo to tell me, no, only mitzvah shebeguf. But according to Yisi Ben Yehuda, I know from the fact that it says oto, yasu oto, that it's only mitzvah shebegufa. So what does he need? Etzem lo yishbarovo. Hi, etzem lo yishbarovo, my avidle. Oh, says Yisi Ben Yehuda, that I need to tell me, remember we darshaned before, that why do we need two times the mention of etzem lo yishbarovo, one by Pesach Rishon, one by Pesach Sheni, if it already says kekol kukata Pesach. And vare, that would include etzem lo yishbarovo. Oh, so umi boyle for the drush we said earlier. So you would have thought that the drush is only on an etzem that doesn't have moach. But if the etzem has moach, I have to break it to get to the moach. Kamash malan etzem lo yishbarovo. Even if you've got the etzem akulis, we said before, that's a lot of moach. It's got a gizayis moach. Apal pikin, you don't break the bone to get to the moach. Fine. And now, according to the Rabbanan, so how do they understand the Yasu Oto if we're no longer learning the word Oto to mean it specifically? That's not enough because we needed Etzem Lo Yishbarovo in order to tell me that. So what do they need Oto for? Ah, Umi Boile. She'ein Shochetin Eta Pesach Ala Yochid. Yasu Oto. How do you make a Pesach She'ini? Loshen Rabim. You need to do it with more than one person eating it. So that teaches us the Kama, the Efshala, Dure Mahadrina. Tosis points out that obviously if you can't make a Pesach Sheni, a Rishain, Ala Yochid, and you darshan, lo tuchal asetet a Pesach be'echad, so then I would learn that itself out from Pesach Rishain. Tosis says this is going to Man Yom who didn't hold that drasha. And Adarabba derives Pesach Rishon from Pesach Sheni. Now we know that Pesach Sheni is not Nishchat Alechad, so too is Pesach Rishon not Nishchat Alechad. However, you should know there are some Rishonim who learn that this din, not bringing a Pesach Sheni Alechad, has nothing in common with Pesach Rishon. It doesn't mean you don't shecht a Pesach Sheni Alechad. It means there's no such thing as a Pesach Sheni if there's only one person who was nitche mitam to. If only one person missed the Pesach Rishon, you don't make a Pesach Sheni. Not that a particular, once you make a Pesach Sheni, you can't do it with only one person. Different issue completely. To come at Efshalat, to try to get as many people together with you. Or, if you learn that it's a din in the etzem akrava, if necessary, be metame somebody besheretz or something. So he misses Pesach Rishon, that way you'll have two people. Okay. This is a whole question. And then now you make a census there. It's only the people that are there. Not really.
Not if you're going to
Mavi. Exactly. Turn around. Kukol chukata pesach yasu oto. Kukol kishim sharishon asur bebal yera el bal yimatse. Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a look at each one of the limudim, what it is that they're marve, and it's interesting that each one of the dinim is a different type of mitzvah that is called on the pesach sheni. So kukol chukata pesach yasu oto. Yoho kishem sharishon asur bebal yera'el bal yimatse. Ka sheni asur bebal yera'el bal yimatse. You might think that you're going to be now chayv in bal yera'el bal yimatse. Tamid lomar amatzot umrorim yochlu. Therefore comes along now the pasuk to tell me that there's a ribui of amatzot merorim yochlu, only things that are similar to amatzot merorim yochlu. So not okay. So then maybe only mitzvah aseh, only other mitzvah aseh. So maybe only mitzvah aseh. Amatzot merorim yochlu is a mitzvah aseh, but ba'i rabbi amatzeh is a mitzvah lo taseh. So maybe no mitzvah lo taseh should be included in Pesach Sheni. No. Talmud lomar lo yashir mimenu ad boker. Lo yashir mimenu ad boker, nota, is mitzvah lo taseh also. Okay, but it's only mitzvah lo taseh sheni tak laseh. Because what do you do if the nota mimenu ad boker? Okay, so then maybe only a lo taseh sheni tak laseh. How do you know a pure mitzvah lo taseh? Is there also a mitzvah lo taseh in the Pesach Sheni? Oh yes, Talmud lomar. Which tells us that just like the pratim over here, the three pratim include a mitzvah saseh, a mitzvah lota saseh shenitak laseh, and a mitzvah lota saseh gomur. So therefore comes to tell me, all mitzvah saseh, all mitzvah lota saseh, and even, and not nitak laseh, and all mitzvah lota saseh, even gomur, are also included. Okay, so now let's analyze this in detail. Okay, you're telling me I'm including from Matzot Marim Yochlu some other mitzvah aseh. Can you tell me what that is? Bicholol Matzot Marim, what do you think, Marim? Tzliyesh. Tzliyesh is a mitzvah aseh. The Torah says, Tzliyesh Rosho Akrav Akirbo is the way to eat it. So, that's included. Okay? But what are you being memayit? Because, I mean, after all, you said that I'm not being marbe everything. I'm only being marbe in a limited way because it has to be similar here to the prat. It's not a klal, mosif, according to Rabban. So, biprate, my memayit, what are you excluding from the etzel yishbro? Hashpasat tzor, and I'm going to include the din of tashbitu. If it wouldn't have been for the prat, I would have said, let's include the mitzvah taseh tashbitu se'or mibatechem. Now there's a prat, I say, no. Must be only one of the two possibilities. What are my two possibilities? I've got tzliyesh, and I've got a tashbitu. Esther, so why'd you choose tashbitu to exclude and tzliyesh to include? Maybe we should exclude tzliyesh and include tashbitu se'or mibatechem. Asks the Gemara, so Eibuchanah, why not turn it the other way around? Because mitzvah the gufa yodif. If you have a choice, which one are you going to be marbe? Does it make more sense to be marbe dinim in the etzim korban? So we ancients in the etzim korban. The din of tashbitu is things surrounding the day, but it's not a din in the korban gufa. Okay, now let's take a look at the next ribui. We have the klal that is marbe things similar to lo yashir mimenu ad boker, right? You said, af kol mitzvah lo taseh shenitak laseh. Okay, so what are you going to be marbe? I'm going to be marbe lo totzi mimenu. You're not allowed to take min habayit, or lo totzi min habasar chutzah. That's also a lo taseh. How is it nitak laseh? Says Rashi, because you always have a tzivui to bring it back in. Because it says, Babayet achad yeachel. Babayet achad yeachel zechiyev. So you have to see to it that it's eaten there. Okay, Tosis has problems with this because it's not a normal mitzvah. That usually it has to be a lot of them followed by the assay. Like by Nosa. Lototiri menu ad boker. Ve'anotami menu ad boker. Over here it's the opposite. It says, Babayet achad yeachel. And then it says, Lototzi. But in any event, we're being marbed in terms of a mitzvah's lotasa that is nitiklasa. And which mitzvah's essay, mitzvah's lotasa that's nitiklasa, are you not including because of the prat? Beprate maikam amaitle. Ba'yera ba'yamatse? Sestos, as you see from here, that ba'yera ba'yamatse is a lava nitiklasa. Otherwise, it makes no sense. We're looking for two possible mitzvahs aseh. And the mitzvahs lot aseh that are nitak laseh. So we identify two. What are the two? Babayit achad yachel is v'yaseh And the Tashmisu, as we are saying, each one being metakena lo tase, lo totir mimenu ad boker, or bayera bayimatse, right? Seems to be unavoidable from this gemara, that you will not get malchus on bayera bayimatse. Now you'll say, but you won't get malchus anyway on bayera bayimatse, because there's no maisa. It's the fact that the chometz is in your rishos. Okay, so I didn't get rid of it. I never am chayav malchus for not doing something. So lechora, anyway, I wouldn't get malchus for this. What if you go out and buy chometz in the middle of Pesach? So then you actively saw to it that you had chometz in your rishos. You need it. Would you get malchus by your rabbi matzah? Tanya is the Rambam. You would. That's everybody in Rambam. What do you do with this gemara? The gemara is calling. Bal yere'e bayimatzei nitek v'yasei of tashbito. This is beautiful, beautiful Reb Chaim and the Rambam on this, who says that there's two ways of learning tashbito, right? It's a machlokas if tashbito is b'chol dover, or whether tashbito is dafka beish, like Reb Yudin, ein birachom etzel etzreifa. Says Reb Chaim, the meaning is like this, the nafkamina will be, if you learn that it's a din in eish, then it's a way that you have to get rid of your chametz. Chametz mitzvah sasai. But if you learn that it's tashbisu sormi batecha means whatever, then basically it's just saying, see to it that there's no chametz. But it's not a tikkun. And what do you do if there's chametz? You don't do anything if there's chametz. It just means get rid of your chametz. That you shouldn't have it. So in that sense, it's not specific. I say on the chametz that you had. Since the Rambam Paskin is like the Chachamim, the Tashbisa of the Choldover, it's according to him, there's no mitzvah that's in the Teklatse. Therefore, the Shittasek Paskin's against this Gemara and says that you would be Chayav Malchus. Very nice. Okay. Fine. I'm driving crazy. Ask Gemara Epochana, why not do it the other way around? Why not say, let's include indeed the mitzvah of the Baal Yireh Baal Yimatzei and exclude the mitzvah of Lotot Yireh Ad Boker? Obviously the same answer. Mitzvah the Guf Feyodif. Which one is more directly associated with the Etzem Karba? Not leaving it over till the morning? Baal Yireh Baal Yimatzei does not negate directly the Karba Pesach. Therefore, if we have our choice again, we're going to choose this choice. What we're doing here, gentlemen, is expanding the limud that the Chachamim said earlier about mitzvah shavagufa. Because basically what they were saying is, the fact that I have the prat, that's mamish the inyan that tells me, each prat is telling me, don't use that klal as mosif. But what it boils down to is that each klal is going to be mosif. In other words, each prat attached to the klal of Kekohu Kata Pesach will be mosif something, but not the thing that is not begufa. So we see here the inner workings of the limo that we just said briefly before of the Etzem Losish Brubok, right? So that's the mitzvah gufei adik. And now, Etzem Lo Yish Brubo also has a klal attached to it, right? Kekohu Kata Pesach. The klal of Etzem Lo Yish Brubo, which is a lota segamur, Maika Marbe, what are you going to add that applies to the Pesach Sheni? Al Tochlu Mimenu Na. Don't eat it improperly cooked. And what is not included because of the prat? The prate Maika Mamayet, Lotishkat Al Kamech Dam Zifchi, which is a lav gomor. Don't check the Karban Pesach while there is chametz. So how do I know? Maybe that's the one I should be marba. Epochana. It's for the gufe, or the way in which the Karban itself is prepared is more nogea gufo than something in your rishas. Mela, on all three levels, we're marba something which is closer to gufe, and we're not going to include something which is rochak migufay.
So chametz is okay.
Chametz is okay.
That is to be there, that's all.
In your
to be. And to eat. But with the korban, you eat matzah.
But
But you can't say halayla ze kulo matza.
In addition to eating the matzahs and
roi yochluhu, so there's no halal bachilas.
In addition to matzahs and roi yochluhu, you can also have challah on the table.
Yeah, eat my papayas.
The Rishon would do Haggadah even without the Korban Pesach.
We do. What do you mean? Who's they? That's we.
No. At the time when they had Rishon and Sheni, and you couldn't make Rishon, would you still do the Haggadah anyways?
Or? That was the question of Achilas Matzah and Morris anyway. That was with the Pesach. Okay. You might think in a case where he could have, and he still has an option, then you don't do the Pesach Rishon and run the next Pesach. Kamashmana, nonetheless, he's chayim. Okay. That's why we need two Pesach. Then says the Mishnah, Harishon Ta'un Halel Ba'achilato, but not the Sheni. Why isn't Halel included in the Chiyuvim? Yanimili, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, Omar Kro. Here the Navi is defining for us what we will feel like. Actually, he was talking directly to Chizkiyo about the Nefil of Sancheiriv. But we take this as a Nevi'ah, a Nevi'ah with Dairais, about what we will feel like at the time of the Gula. So he says, Ashir Yi Elachem, you will be singing Kalel Hitkadesh Chag, like the night that you have your Yantav, meaning you'll be singing on that day of deliverance the way you sing on Pesach night. So you see, Laila Amakrish Lechagto and Hap. Otherwise, why did Yishayahu say Kalel Hitkadesh Chag? So it's only a Laila that has a din of Kedusha Sachag that is also Basius Malocha. Then you have a din of Hala. But Laila She'en Mekudash Lechag Ein Ta'un Hala.
It's connected to the
Nefil
of being on Pesach.
Yeah, it could be. Some compare it. Zeh v'zeh t'unim halal basiyah. Tam Rashi on the spot, actually. Not here. It's in Yishayah. My taima, Iboy seima laila. So here we said we need to have halal while you do it. That's vade. Why? Because if you're medayik in the above-mentioned pasuk, it says, kelel yitkadesh chag. So in other words, only the laila kamamayit. But yom lo kamamayit. Innate in that niyat is the fact that we're only changing the dinim of the Leil Pesach, and out of the day of Akravas Pesach, Vibay Seima, it's the old Yarmulke proof. Efshar Yisrael Shoftinat Pischeyem Venotlimat Belaveyem Ve'en Omrim Halal. It's impossible. Well, therefore, there must be Halal. That's because that's the price that we had later on. It's quoting the price, and this is from the last paragraph. That we had later on. It's nice to be the time traveler's wife. We're totally out of time in this from this effort, you know, because we did the last part. Ne'acholim tzuli. Now note that the end of the Mishnah is that dochinat ha-shabbat doesn't say anything about dochinat ha-tuma. So you see, says the Gemara, Shabbat in tuma lo, but that would mean that the Mishnah is going shalok review. Tanya, doche et haShabbat ve'im doche et haTuma, which is our Mishnah, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer af doche et haTuma. What's the machlok? It's my time in the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, what do you mean? It's absurd for it to be doche Tuma. The only reason that we made Pesach Sheni was to make sure that you would do it b'tayra. So a guy who is tame, we said, should be nitcha to Pesach Sheni. So now we're going to be doche to Pesach Sheni to do it b'tuma? That's nuts. So in my time, they took the chitiv. Yaakov v'yaseh b'tuma. Says Rabbi, I understand. Why not? Al Torah chazra lav lasot b'tayra. The Torah is trying to give the guy an opportunity to do it b'tayra. Lo zocha. He wasn't zocha to do it b'tayra. So yaseh b'tuma.
What is it? Only
the
day
of
Sheni.
For one day.
What is it?
Yaseh
b'tuma. What's the
game? The same tuma that we had.
Gets it again.
Whatever you hold. What do you mean he gets it again? No, if the same, whatever we would be doka Pesach Rishon. Let's say you have those who are bringing Pesach Sheni, or Rubam Tmeim now. Right. They'll bring Pesach Sheni between them.
Oh, Tumah Hutra you're talking about?
Well, either Lutra Tchuya, whatever, but I'm saying, whatever we would have been matri, you say, Kokul Kata Pesach. So Kokul Kata Pesach, and Tzibur is either Nitcha, Lutra, but Tzibur. So let me do the same thing in Pesach Sheni. Oh, it's Taisus, not here, but Taisus elsewhere. Tainus, that's good for the Machlokes. No, it's because it's only not, if you don't have Rova, the Tzibur, you make the Pesach Sheni. So you define the Tzibur in terms of the number of people who bring the Pesach Sheni. But the truth is, that's what we do with Pesach Rishon. When I look at his bringing. Yeah. Okay, so I mean, this already is the question of how to understand their Machlokes. There's a lot of discussion with Rishon. Turn around. Pesach Rishon Deichas HaShabbos. Pesach Sheni Deichas HaShabbos. Pesach Rishon Deichas HaTuma. Pesach Sheni Deichas HaTuma. Pesach Rishon Ton Lina. Pesach Sheni Ton Lina. What's the deal of Ton Lina? When you bring a Korban Pesach, you have to stay overnight. You can't leave. You can't leave.
After you finish.
Yerushalayim, yeah. You have to stay around. Pesach Sheni is the same thing. Tokes HaTuma. That's going like Rabbi Yehuda. But the part about Lina is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda told Lina. V'tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minayla Pesach Sheni, she ain't told Lina. She nemar, take a look at the conjunction of these two psukim. It says first that the Bishalta Vachalta Bamakama Shiv Hashem Lokechabo, Ufanisa Baboke Vialakta Vaalech. So that means you're only allowed to go home in the morning. Fine. Then it says, Sheshes Yomim Tochal Matzot. So that means, now of course from that Sheshes Yomim Tochal Matzot, we end up learning that Pesach Matzah is not a Chayva. That's if we recall. Later. We will, but we did. Okay. So, Sheshet Yomim Tochal Matzot, the juxtaposition comes to tell me, Ha-ne'echa le-shisha ta'un lina, which again doesn't literally mean ha-ne'echa le-shisha, because it's ha-ne'echa. In other words, that about which the Pasuk called ne'echa le-shisha, again, that's unfortunate to explain it, requires lina, but the Pesach, where there's no din of achila anywhere, at all, because there's no din of achila for any yomim when it comes to Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni. So therefore, in Ton Lina. So how do you say, Alib the Rabbi Yehuda Ton Lina? Tosfos asks, even for any carbon that an individual brings, you need Lina. If you go to bring your carbon, the day that you bring your personal carbon, you have to stay over in Yerushalayim.
When it's offered. The night that it's offered.
So if that's the case, so you're saying that it's less than a regular garment? According to Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos says, Enochinam, maybe since it's only coming because someone was nidche from his primary kriyah, maybe it's really less in a way. Because it's a secondary kriyah. It's a makeup kriyah. Maybe there's a, Rabbi Yehuda says it. Answers the Gemara, Shrei Tanoi, Alibin Rabbi, obviously there's no way to square this. It must be another shunta. In which Rabbi Yehuda holds stock of Tuma, but also holds of Lina.
Zukta Heilige Mishnah.
A Pesach Sheba Betuma, Lo Yochlu Mimenu Zavim Vizavot, Nidot Viyoldot. So once the Pesach is coming Betuma, you might think, all right, it's already Tame. So even though I'm not allowed to bring a Pesach Betuma myself, but there's no Isser and Achila, I could eat from it, even though I'm personally tamei with a type of tumah that isn't teicha. No, v'im achlu p'turim mikareit. Now notice that it doesn't say over here mitzoraim. Usually, it makes all this. It doesn't say mitzoraim. There's somebody who's shown him taina. Why does it say mitzoraim? Because a mitzora can't even get into Yerushalayim. So therefore, how's he going to eat? Obviously, he can't eat. It's not. There's nothing to discuss. If he eats, he'd be chayav anyway for kinyan to the Yerushalayim.
So deliver.
However, the Rambam includes mitzorah. He has his own lashon. Includes mitzorah. No, he says it the same way. Pesach shabbat tuma lo yachlu ve'im achlu their pot.
If he's ivory, it was wrong.
No, but that would be chayav for being nichnas.
But what's the chiyav? Not correct.
Mark for kinyan.
And
Mitzorah, can he see it? Well, okay. Well, okay, but I mean, what is he including it for? They time it because the Rambam I mean, I also feel like he's everywhere. But the Rambam Lamaisa holds that the Isser of Knesset of Mitzera is only at the time that the Yovel is Naig. If the Yovel isn't Naig, there's no Isser of Knesset. You don't have the Giddush of all Machanas, of the Machan of Yisrael. So therefore, exactly, so then according to him, it could include Mitzorim as well. Mitzorim could get in. But you'll notice it also doesn't say Tom Asherez. So somebody becomes, brings a carbon Pesach. And becomes a Tomei Sheretz. He can't bring the carbon Pesach betuma with other tumas. Only Tomei makes, yeah? And now he's a Tomei Sheretz. Can he eat the carbon Pesach that was brought betuma? Boser's Tomei anyway. Tain is the Rama. Tain is Tesvus and Zvachim also. If a Tomei makes, can eat the Koshkein any Tomei. Who is only Tuma Maga. The ones who can't eat are only Tuma Yotze Migufa. So Zav and Zavim and Bokeri and so on. But, but Tuma's Maga is a Kavachon. Interesting. So not necessarily the dinim of Achila, there's a new Akron. I can't bring it. But if I become Tumay afterwards, I can eat a Lechatchila according to that. How about if they would push their way in with everybody's tamei, and they would actually try to get in and bring their own. Rabbi Eliezer put their afal biyach mikdash. Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's no chiyuv. So now let's see what the machlok is. Turn up. Zavim v'zavot nidot v'yaldot she'achlu v'pesach shabbat v'tuma yalku yuchay avim. Since they're not included in the dechia, the only tamei meis is included in the dechia. Again, the Anashim Shayu Tmeim LeNefesh Adam, the Torah stresses. Yochu Yuchayavim, Tamil Omar, Kol Tohor Yochal Basar, VaNefesh Asher Tochal Basar, Mizevach HaShlamim Asher Hashem, V'tumato Alav, V'nichrita. So what do you see from there, which we've seen many times? Nechal LeTahirim, only Basar that is being given to Tahirim, there Yochayim V'nalav Mishum Tameh. But she'eno necha l'tahorim, ein chayavim alav mishum tamei aguf. In other words, someone who himself is tamei is not chayav if he's eating basar, where that basar is not something that is being eaten by tahorim. Rabbi Eliezer takes it a step further. He says, yochu doch kuzavim, v'nichlesu la'azor b'pesach ha'babatuna. They see everybody else's tamei going in. They go in also. Yoch yuchayavim, Tamil Omar veishalchu min amachane, kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lanefesh. So you see from here that the Torah links the shiluach amachane of the zav and the tzarua to the tamei lanefesh. Bizman shetamei meitim mishtalchim zavinu mitzoraim mishtalchim, but ein tameim meitim mishtalchim. So then, Ein Zavina Mitzora in Mishtachi. Boy, Rav Yosef. What? Because they don't, the Asiyas Aveda and so on for them, the Torah didn't include. But there's no Hutra or Duchli. It's a separate halacha. Once it's in a carbon pesah, this is Stam. But then in Shiluach Menamach, it's only do a carbon pesah. Happens to be the only time this will happen, it's been a Geyaka. Where the tumor is tummy.
Well, you don't send
out
a Zohar.
Right.
So they have to bring the Pesach
Shem. Yeah. They have to bring the Pesach Shem. All this discussion is either the Gabi Achila of the Pesach Rishon after they brought a Pesach or Knesset Shalokitim when they weren't supposed to go. Boy, Rav Yosef, I got a better question for you. How about the very people who indeed were able to be Nichlas? Tmei Meitim. But instead of only going to the Azorah, they push their way into the Eichel. So what do you say there? Do you say, be the Ishtre Tumat Azara? Ishtre Rabi Tumat Eichel? Well, do you know, my Ishtre Ishtre, my Dela Ishtre, my Ishtre. I mean, look, there's a din of Machana Ashkina. It's both Machana Ashkina. So if they're allowed in the Machana Ashkina, so what's not green already? They go into the Eichel, but Tumat. It's the same as the din of the Azara. Omar Rava, Omar Kro, Vayishalchu Min Hamachane. Mina machane means afilu miktzat machane. In other words, even if I can't get you out of the whole area, but I'll get you out of the area that I can. So there remains an iser of going more than you have to go. Others say just the opposite. Ikri yamri omar rova omar krov vayishachu mina machane el michutz lemachane tishachum. So call echad ekarina leem michutz lemachane tishachum. If you're going to be sent away completely out of the machane, then karina vayishachu mina machane. But if you're not going to be sent out from the whole machane, we don't send you away from part of the machane. In which case, indeed, there would be no chorus. Does with Steiners, if there's no difference between the Hechel and the Azorah, then why does it say Bechlal Mina Machaneh? If the whole din of Mina Machaneh is even partial, so then what are you telling me afterwards? But that's only if you're going to be thrown out of the whole one, so then where's the partial one? You can't have it both ways. What do you mean, Ike the Amri? Says Tosfos, no, no, no. There's still a mitzvah saseh to get the guy out of the Hechel. Mina Machaneh. It's just that the koret doesn't apply if he went in. But the yisr is still there. But shiluach tmeim applies minamach, and that's fine. The only shayla is, was there a koret? That's what he was asking. There's no koret, I'll leave it a second lashon of prophet. Whatever, that's not even in tuma, it's dominant circles. Yeah, that's on, it's on anybody. Where of Yosef? Dachu tmei meisim. Okay, it's not for them, but there's no Yisr chorus here. What Rav Yosef? Dachakut mei meisim v'ochlu emuret pesach haba betuma. What would be the din if the tamei meis, who is supposed to be eating his meat, eats a piece of the basar of the, I mean, the emurin who is supposed to go on the mizbeach? So is he chayev because he's eating kachim betuma? He has tumas aguf. So he should be chayev? Or do we say that since the basar is mutter, so there's no ishtri tumas aguf? Do we say mid ishtri tumas basar? Ishtri nami tumat emurim. So obviously he'll be osir because of kol zar lo yochal kodesh. He's not allowed to eat it. But if he does, is he going to be chayev karet because of the achila betumat aguf or not? Or the omar. So do we say once the basar is mutter, so the emurim? Maybe the Torah was only matir what he's going to eat. Amar Rava, I don't understand. How do you even know that there's an Isser of Achilat Emurim? I'm not meant for you to eat. How do you know there's an Isser of Achilat Emurim Betuma? You only learn it out from the din of Tumat Basar. Because we learn from the extra. HaNefesh HaShetuchal Basar Mizevach HaShlamim Asher LaHashem. It's Asher LaHashem. Even the part of it that's Asher LaHashem, it's Emurim. The Rabot is Emurim. The Rabot can't be more than the primary thing. If the Basar, which is the primary Yisr, is Mutter, so how could the Asher LaHashem add now an Yisr? So Kolichei v'yitei l'tumat Basar, if I have the Pasuk answering the Basar Zevach HaShlamim, so then I also have the tumat emurim, but kol echad alete l'tumat basar, alete l'tumat emurim. Why Rabbi Zera? You know, this is a fantastic question. Where exactly in Eretz Mitzrayim did they bring the carbon pesach? It's weird. It was almost Be'ah. Where did they bring this carbon? Like, well, what they. Was it Paro's castle? Where? I mean, we know the Zrikas Adam, they didn't put on the Mizbeach. They put the Zrikas Adam on their own door, their doorway, right? So where did they bring the Emurim? It's an amazing question. Omar Le'abaye, Uman Le'imelon, Delo Shviski Avon. Who says they didn't make it into a mangala, into a barbecue? Maybe there were no Emurim. Maybe they could eat whatever they wanted.
Shviski
is means it's a cheap plant, so it's like a mango, like they use mango. The odd, furthermore, zikr, there was a tanner of Yosef, look at the price. Shalosh mizbechot ayusha. There were three mizbechot in Mitzrayim. And they were all three were right there in your house. Ala mashkov, mashteh mezuzot, mezuzot and mizbeach. Okay, so there you v'tu miriach v'in lahavi. There was indeed no place to bring the Korban Pesach, because he didn't bring the Korban Pesach. First Pesach. You only were Zerik the Dam. And the Mizbeach, to be Zerik the Dam, was your own doorway.
And then what, as far as the eating? Nothing?
Eat it. Barbecue.
Including
the Korban. No, well, for the Chayrus, at the time they didn't bring it.
With potato salad.
Well, I'm sorry.
No wonder why they were
so still Aveda. Was
Aveda. No wonder why they're so thirsty.
But there was still Aveda if there was a bit of Aveda. You're saying there wasn't.
No,
there were no other Mizbech.
There was a week before. There was on the
10th.
Why didn't we know this before?
It was later. It wasn't on the 14th.
Okay, let's do our brief review, Rabbi. You don't make sense. If you call off mitzvah shelo agufa, you yourself said I'm at mitzvah shebegufa katuv medaber. Yeah, but how come? How should be amrit that even matzah shomrum yochlu? So apparently Yasuto is loved after mitzvah shebegufa. So maybe even I am a havi like a prato klal. Nasek klal mosvela prato. If you call me like nami, come hashmalan etzlo tishbru bo. Isi ben Yuda, I etzlo tishbru my avidle. And the Rabbon and Ayasu Oto Mayavile, Pibele Shane Sharkan as a Pesachala Yochid, the Kamadev Shalad Durem Adrina. Turn Rabbon and Kokoku Kata Pesach Yasu Oto Yoko Kashem Sharishona Suba Bayera Bayamatse, Kakshani Suba Bayera Bayamatse, Tamudomara Matsoto Marim Yoklu, Emi Alama Mitzvat Ase, Mitzvat Lota Seminai, Tamudomano Yashirin and Rad Boker. Eliel mitzvah goes as a shita class. Hey, mitzvah lo tase gomor minay. Talmud lomar etzem lo yishburu bo. Ma prat mefurish mitzvah tase lo tase a shita class. Hey, ve lo tase gomor. Av kol mitzvah tase ve lo tase shita class. Hey, ve lo tase gomor. Okay, so tell me what they are. Bechololay of matas amuroim. What were you marvin? Tzviyech. Okay. Beprote. What were you in mind? Hashpatat seor. How do you know not the other way? Because mitzvah begufa yadit. Okay. The kololay of lo yashir mimenu ad boker. What were you marvin? Lo tzotzi mimenu. And beprote. What were you marvin? Bayiro bayimatze. Epochana. It's for the begufa yadit. The kololay beetzim lo yishbu. What were you marvin? Altach lo mimenu na. And beprote. Maiko mimayin. Lo tishkat alakamit dam zivchi. Maybe epochana. No. Mitzvah shabegufa yadit. Arishon ton alo ba'achilato min anamili amre diokon mishum rebishum ben yot tzadak o makra hashir yelachem kalel it kadesh chag laila mekudash lechag ton alel but she ain't mekudash lechag like Pesach Sheni ain't ton alel ze vizet ton alel ba'asiyatan how do you know I bayit ema laila kamamayit yom lo kamamayit vi bayit ema what do you mean if she is so short in pischem that im lulavim ve'en omrim alel nechol in tzvi. So the Vedokhan is a Shabbat. Shabbat is in the Tumah Lo, Masid Lo Kraviyu, the Tanya. Tocheh ta Shabbat, vein tocheh ta Tumah, Reviyu, the Omer, af tocheh ta Tumah. My time is on a Kama, mipnei Tumah dichitiv. It's ridiculous to be Yachzor v'yaseh v'tumah. Reviyu, why not? Atorah chazra lav lasotov v'tara. Lo zachal? Yeah, look, worst comes to worst, yaseh v'tumah. Tana Rabban, Pesach Rishon doch is a Shabbat, Pesach Sheni doch is a Shabbat. Pesach Rishon Doches Atuma, Pesach Sheni Doches Atuma. Pesach Rishon Talmina, Pesach Sheni Talmina. Doches Atuma was going like Rav Yehuda. But then I'd explain the Talmina. Rabbi Yehuda told Mina. Atani Rabbi Yehuda Amr Minayin Pesachin Ein told Mina. Shnemo Fanita Baboker Ve'alakta Lo Alecha, followed by Sheshet Yomim Tochal Matzot, which shows us, and Ne'achal Shisha Tochal Mina, Sheinu Ne'achal Shisha Ein told Mina. Treta Noya, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. HaPesach Sheba B'tumah Lo Yochlu Mimenu Zavim V'Zavot Midot V'Yodot. However, Im Ochlu P'turi Mikari. Rabbi Eliezer says they're even potter on Beit Mikdash. Tan Rabba, Zavin v'zavais nidais v'yoldais, sh'ochlu v'pesach v'abatum ha'yochlu, yuchayavim, ta'amunom ha'kol ta'or yochal basar, v'anefesh asher tochal basar v'zavach v'arfimlanim v'shel Hashem, v'tumato alav v'nichrecha. So that teaches us, ne'chal ta'orin, v'yavan alav mishum tameh, but eino ne'chal ta'orin, en tameim, chayavim alav mishum tameh. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yochol Doch Kuzavim Venichnus Elazar Bepesach Ba Betuma Yochol Yuchayavim Talmud Omer Vishachu Min Amachane Kol Tzeruah Vechol Zahav Vechol Tamei Lanefesh Bizman Shetmei Meitim Mishtalchim. That's when Zavinu Mitzorin Mishtalchim. But Ein Tmei Meitim Mishtalchim Ein Zavinu Mitzorin Mishtalchim. Boy Rav Yosef, how about Doch Kutmei Meitim Venichnus Elazar Yechal Bepesach Ba Betuma Mahu? Do we say min ishtre tumat azara ishtre nami tumat echal? Or dilma, the machne can be mutter in pieces. My ishtre ishtre, my lo ishtre lo ishtre. Omar rov, omar krov, yishachu min ha machne. Afilu miktzat machne. Ikede amri omar rov, omar krov yishachu min ha machne. El mi chutz la machne tishachu. So call echad karino be el mi chutz la machne tishachu. So then karino be yishachu min ha machne. Boy Rav Yosef, and Dokut may meitim, v'chlu imuri Pesach, above it to a mouth? Do we say, min ishtri tumat basar ishtri nami tumat emurin? Or do we say, min ishtri ishtri mani lo ishtri lo ishtri? Oh, my Rava, look, I mean, tumat semur meichis rabbi. Only mi tumat basar, to see, mizevach ha-shlamim asher la-ashem, l'rabot ez emuri. So therefore, kolech, the isay, mi basar zevach ha-shlamim, and azistat tumat basar, isay l'tumat emurim, but kolech, the lethay l'tumat basar, lethay l'tumat emurim. Boy, Rabbi Zera, what happened to emurim Pesach Mitzrayim? Echad terinu, omlabeh, who said that they did? Maybe shviski ovud. V'yod atan Rabbi Yosef, shalosh mizbechot ayusham, ala mashkov ashtem zuzot, v'tum min yachmini, lo havim.